It could be an historic weekend for the three-year-old colt Justify, the winner of this year's Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. The horse just needs to finish first this Saturday at Belmont, be the first Triple Crown winner since American Pharoah in 2015. Yeah, just finish first this weekend. Easier said than done, right? Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me. Appreciate you dropping by. And the program is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect and give anytime online at WWIB.com. The remarkable horse Justify is from Windstar Farm, their stable, in the Versailles, Kentucky area. And President and CEO Elliot Walden is back with me on Sports and Commentary today. So Justify, in a short amount of time, has had a pretty heavy workload, Elliot. You a bit concerned that this steed might kind of run out of gas here heading into the Belmont?
No, not from what I've seen out of him. Not from what I've seen out of him in the mornings and the little signs they give you about being tired. He's not showing any of those. Very good energy. You know, even this morning, he was full of himself, very strong with the rider, you know, pulling the rider, wanting to do more. So those are all the kind of signs you like to see. Now, having said that, a lot of times it doesn't show up till race day. When a horse is over the top or he's a little bit tired, you won't see that until the last eighth of a mile of a grueling race. So, you know, it remains to be seen if the spring that he's had is going to take its toll on him or not. But he's got in his favor is a big, strong constitution that he hadn't lost any weight, and he's still in the feed tub and showing good energy. So we're excited about what's going to happen this Saturday.
As we outlined last time, you come from a racing family, your grandfather involved, your dad also. So you've been at this for a long time since you were a kid. How have you seen the industry change?
Good question. You know, I think it's more of a business today than it was a long time ago. I think people are more focused on trying to make it work. You know, in the 30 years ago, a lot of people owned their own horses, and you know, it was basically a single enterprise. Today, there's multiple ownership groups. We have one in Justify. There's four different owners in him, and you spread your risk a little bit more. And I think because it's hard to make a business out of it. It's there's a lot of expenses. And so you've got to manage it very carefully, or if you're not careful, you'll end up upside down and you'll wonder why you're doing it. And, you know, one thing about the horse business, so to speak, is it's a great opportunity to have your own sports team.
Yeah, interesting slant on it. The owner of Windstar Farm is Kenny Trout, and he is a committed born-again Christian. So are you. So I'm wondering here if there's a sense, because of your mutual faith, of this umbrella over the entire organization, over the entire farm, that changes the way you all do business.
Absolutely. And you know, it's something that we've been working on, you know, how to get that message across, not only to, you know, it's something we focus on a day-to-day basis with our employees and then also the people that we come in contact with. So, you know, it's very important to us to, in our front office, we have a big Bible verse that is Proverbs 21:31 that says, "The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord." Mm-hmm. And that is something that we are take very seriously is our relationship with Christ and how we can utilize Windstar Farm to this display the gospel message and to bring forth the gospel.
Yeah, yeah. The Bible is incredibly important to you. I know you read it all the time. How has Scripture, Elliot, changed your life?
Oof, it's made the Kentucky Derby not near as important. You know, it's put things in perspective that, you know, help me center the day-to-day, what I do on a day-to-day basis, whether it's dealing with my family, whether it's dealing with, you know, my people that I work with, whether it's dealing with people on the outside, whether it's people that, you know, it just helps me stay grounded to what's truly important. I like to say we like to keep the main thing the main thing. And so it's given me that compass for the direction of my life. And that doesn't mean I always follow it. And, you know, listen, I'll be the first one to tell you that it's a daily battle. To, you know, we have an adversary out here, and even in the context of thinking about the Triple Crown or thinking about something, you know, that's a championship. Boy, it's so easy for pride or for envy to get interspersed in there, whether it's me or whether it's somebody else, and or whether it's somebody that works for us wanting to take a bigger role in it. There's all kinds of plays. So the Bible and Jesus is the compass that I use to kind of help with my decision making on a day-to-day basis. And like I said, don't always get it right, but want to continue to am committed to trying to live my life in such a way that brings glory and honor to Him.
Well, you've done that this week on Sports and Commentary. Elliot Walden, the president and CEO of Racing Operations for Windstar Farm in Kentucky, and their horse, Justify, will try to come in first at the Belmont. If he does that, then this horse will be the 13th Triple Crown racing winner, 13th in the history of thoroughbred racing. Elliot, thank you for being on the show again today. It's been a pleasure and honor to have you on Sports and Commentary. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you all.